During today's UPR Newsline, Becky Pringle, she's the Secretary Treasurer of the National Education Association, which is the largest education union in the country. She was also a classroom teacher of over 30 years. She's here today to talk about the National Education Association and Parenting Magazine survey that has recently been released and provides us with some ideas, Ms. Pringle, about how parents can help children succeed in the school year.
We wanted to take some time to just ask parents and teachers about their communication styles and practices, how they talk with each other, and hopefully in hopes that we would find some solutions to making our relationships even better.
So the survey verified what you had hoped, that there is a correlation between the parent and teacher relationship when it comes to our students being successful. Were there any tips or suggestions that you could give our parents about how they can do that?
Teachers and parents both feel that the communication is extremely important, and they feel that they actually are supportive of each other, but they can do a better job at making sure that communication is throughout the year. So one of the things we encourage parents to do is to make contact with their schools right away. Don't wait until there's a problem. So we encourage them to do that right up front.
And I think as a parent, it makes a difference to my child to know that I have contact with the teacher. They seem to take it a little more seriously, and they know if there's a problem, I can contact the teacher. Also, they know if there's a problem with my child, that the teacher will be contacting me.
Yes, and the students don't always appreciate that in the moment, but they absolutely appreciate that their parents care about what's happening in school and that their teachers care about what's happening at home. That is where we find our students being so much more successful, because they feel like they're surrounded with support and love.
Sometimes I'm concerned about sending an email to a teacher, wondering if maybe that's not something that's appreciated. But as an educator, is that something you would encourage, or do you find that most teachers are open to that?
For most schools and most teachers, what they do is they set up parameters, either letting the parents know how quickly they'll get back to them or a certain hour of the day. But they'll communicate that with the parents, so it doesn't get into a situation where they're spending more time on email than on working with their students. So I appreciate that sensitivity to that. But we've worked through making sure that parents understand how they can use technology to access information about their students or to actually communicate with the teacher.
Sometimes I find it a challenge. For example, when we have parent-teacher conferences or back-to-school night, I feel like sometimes there's not enough time to get the questions answered that I might have. Again, some suggestions on how to improve that communication.
Well, one of the things that I found over my 30-plus years is that oftentimes parents come to those back-to-school conferences and anticipate that they're going to be able to talk about their individual child, and of course that's not the purpose for it. And so one of the things that we encourage our parents to do is to think about and work with the teacher on what the expectations of the back-to-school night, or if it's a parent-teacher conference, so that they're very clear on, from both sides, what they expect to get out of that period of time so they can make it as productive as possible.
Now, when it comes to academics, of course, it's always good to keep in touch with the teacher, but what if you feel like there are maybe some social aspects, some social learning difficulties that are happening with your student in the school system?
It is not just about academics. We're talking about children who are growing and learning how to interact with each other. They're learning about themselves. All of these social aspects of school cannot be denied, and we have to work together to try to make that transition as positive as possible for our students. And so one of the things that it helps us as teachers with our children, our students, is when our parents give us a sense of who they are, their characteristics, their likes and dislikes, any special concerns or talents that they have, that helps us individualize our teaching, and it helps us to perhaps see challenges or concerns that are going on between students as they develop socially. And I would ask for your listeners to go to NEA.org, where they can find a host of materials from strategies on how to create a home environment, setting up routines for homework, to how they can reinforce learning at home. Please go to our website and get those tools and tips and become activists. We need you to speak up for our kids and for our schools.
And we'll provide a link to that website at our website, upr.org. We've been speaking with Becky Pringle. She is the Secretary Treasurer of the National Education Association, and she's been speaking with us today about findings from the NEA and Parenting Magazine. They conducted a survey, and she's provided us with some tips on how parents can help their children succeed at school. Ms. Pringle, thank you so much for taking time to join us.